Chicago winters are brutal. Everything takes a beating, including your home's pipes. When Jack Frost picks you as a victim, rely on Aloha Restoration to get you bone dry in no time. Unlike other restoration services, they restore your home back to pre-disaster condition. Aloha Restoration is full service and with you from start to finish. Aloha Restoration is your certified local Lake County source for restoration, remodeling, and recovery. Online at AlohaRestores.com. Aloha Restoration in conjunction with Aloha Construction, winners of the 2017 Better Business Bureau Torch Award.
Jerry's not like any town I've ever been in before.
Own the movie It on digital and Blu-ray.
My grandfather thinks this town is cursed. All the bad things that happen in this town are because of one thing. An evil thing.
A clown.
If we stick together, all of us will win.
It. Own the digital movie and Blu-ray now. Rated R.
We all float down.
The Bears have named their new head coach.
And you heard it live on The Score.
I'd like to introduce the new head coach of the Chicago Bears, Matt Nagy.
That's why they selected me to come in here, is to help get that culture back. Now it's talk, but we got to make it happen.
For continued recap and reaction to the Matt Nagy press conference, keep it right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock straight up. And from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats tomorrow as they host Minnesota at the Allstate Arena. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Matt Nagy came across as confident in his Bears press event, introducing him as the team's new head coach today. Now, the word all along is that the Bears were looking to pair an offensive-minded coach with Mitch Trubisky, but Nagy says he's not here just because of Trubisky.
It's certainly a part of it, but that's not the reason why I'm here. I'm here because of the organization and the direction, and I could feel that from the moment I was in that interview.
And Nagy stated that he will be calling the plays and also said he's not ready just yet to announce his coaching staff. Meanwhile, out in Oakland, John Gruden was introduced again as the Raiders head coach. And in Carolina, Ron Rivera's coaching staff was trimmed today with the firing of offensive coordinator Mike Shula. Basketball, Zach LaVine will make his Bulls debut on Saturday at the United Center against Detroit. Nico Mirotic, meanwhile, is getting interest from some teams as his trade window will soon open. And teenagers LiAngelo Ball and LaMelo Ball, they combined for 29 points in their Lithuanian pro debut. It came in a victory. And in hockey, Brent Seabrook will be a healthy scratch for the Blackhawks tonight as they play up in Ottawa. Join former Cubs pitcher Kerry Wood and an all-star lineup of celebrity bartenders at the 7th annual Woody's Winter Warm-Up that's coming up on Friday at Harry Carey's 7th inning stretch in Chicago Sports Museum. Enjoy cocktails, dinner, meet-and-greet experiences, and bid on some great items. The proceeds benefit the Wood Family Foundation. Learn more and purchase your tickets today at woodys.brownpapertickets.com. This scoreboard update brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station in Chicago and the radio home for the NFL playoffs all the way through the Super Bowl. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Regulators, mount up. We're caught.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
Any one name top of mind that you're saying the Bears, if they can, should hire this coach?
Matt Nagy. I think it might be a year early, but I'd rather be a year early than a year late.
I'd like to introduce the new head coach of the Chicago Bears, Matt Nagy.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Sometimes you play who's your guy, and you end up having to come up your number, as it did in this case for Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter. He is the lead NFL draft columnist for Bleacher Report, and he's with us now on The Score. Matt, you said perhaps a year too early. Do you still think that when you looked at all of the interest around the league and everything that has been said and looking at the number of teams that really were this interested in the guy the Bears got?
No, I mean, I love the hire. I honestly do. And that's why, you know, I was just telling Nick, when you asked me that a couple weeks ago, it was like the quickest answer I've probably ever given you guys, because I believe in Matt Nagy. I really do. The year early was because he's only been an offensive coordinator really for 2 years, and because Andy Reid is, and I love Andy, he's one of the best coaches in the NFL. He's a control freak. So it's like, you know, Nagy hasn't had you know, the autonomy to do a lot of things that you would think of as a premier head coaching candidate. But as we've talked about before in the show, you know, because of Kyle Shanahan and because of Sean McVay and even to some extent Adam Gase, teams were going to move on these young offensive geniuses, and now those four are the four youngest coaches in the NFL. So, you know, like I said, strike while the iron's hot. Get him now instead of next year when there might be more openings and there might be, you know, more premier openings. Go get your guy now. Yeah, he's going to have to learn on the job a little bit, but I think that he's bright enough, and he's a great fit for Chicago. He's a great fit for Mitch Trubisky. So I think you guys, you know, not to cross over sports here, I think you hit a home run.
No doubt about it. Thank you for your insight as always, Matt. You know, you watch a lot of Kansas City Chiefs tape when you're trying to break down players or looking at some rookies that you thought would do this or that in the NFL. What are some of the principles and concepts that you take away from that offense that maybe Bears fans should get used to before we even get to Bourbonnais?
Well, I've seen a lot of people saying, oh, Andy Reid, West Coast offense. That's true to an extent, but I think that Nagy's going to bring in more spread concepts. Like, you know, Bears fans, if you have like Game Pass or whatever, go watch the first 4 weeks of the Chiefs season and then watch the last four. And you'll just see Nagy's fingerprints all over it. So it's going to be more spread concept. The quarterback is going to be on the move some. There's going to be run pass options.
I want to ask you specifically about RPOs. I want to, the difference between what we saw, like the classic Deshaun Watson RPO stuff, and what can be done based on what NFL rules allow about an illegal receiver downfield. How is the concept different, and how is it applicable in the NFL?
Well, it's harder because, like you said, because of the blocking rules. You know, so I do think that, you know, you have to be a little more careful where it's going to be, you know, it's not going to be as wide open as the college game where, like, you do have, like, legitimate three options. You know, it's like an old school triple option where it's QB run, running back run, or throw. So it's probably going to be more, you know, like what Kansas City did a lot of was, you know, pop passes to Tyreek Hill off the RPO. So it's more behind the line of scrimmage. It's not as much, you know, downfield, but I think it works. And the Bears need weapons. Something I tweeted about when this hire got announced. They need weapons. I'm excited to see what Tariq Cohen can do, just to see his role expand. I'm a little worried about Jordan Howard because he's not been great on third down, which is why they were all over the running backs in last year's draft class. So it's going to be interesting to see. But you're going to get tired of the announcer saying RPO. You're going to get tired of talking about it because I honestly think it's one of the principles to his offense of getting defenses loosened up. And one of the things I said about Trubisky in his pre-draft report was that this is a guy who's more dual threat than anyone's given him credit for. He is an athlete. He has size. He's not going to break down taking hits in the open field. Now, I don't necessarily want him running like Cam Newton out there, but he could have a Carson Wentz type offense where he is on the move a little bit and can pick up third downs with his feet.
Is the stigma of winning from the pocket kind of going away with, hell, what we've seen out of Aaron Rodgers his entire career and Russell Wilson and some other guys who, you know, used to be a, you know, a badge of honor where, oh, he can get outside the pocket, but is he a one read guy? Is that gone in the NFL? Can you win games consistently outside of the pocket?
I don't know. I honestly don't. I think that's a big argument in the league right now of, can you? You know, and it's going to be because of guys like Deshaun Watson and because of, you know, Cam Newton has had some success that way, but he's also been hurt a lot. And I think with Carson Wentz, we have to look at it and say, like, okay, one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL, but he's actually been hurt a lot. So is he breaking down? Do you worry about that? With Watson, he got hurt this year. Of course, you know, it was in a practice, and you know, it's hard to say, but I think there is a lot of debate out there of, do you have to be Tom Brady? Or can you be Aaron Rodgers, who, coincidentally enough, has also been banged up a lot? It carries over to guys like this year, Lamar Jackson, even Baker Mayfield to some extent. How are those guys going to be viewed by the NFL? Because, you know, Lamar Jackson is so electric outside the pocket, even as a passer, like outside the pocket's where he's at his best. Baker is great outside the pocket. Or, you know, as Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, guys who are more conventional pocket passers, is that where the value is at? So I don't think there's a definitive answer, but people should be more open-minded. But as you guys know, the NFL is the opposite of open-minded.
Your buddy Greg Gabriel told us yesterday he believes that the Bears are going to use that first-round pick on an offensive lineman and very likely a tackle, somebody who can be one of these rock-solid building blocks to keep Trubisky clean and to be a guy who they know can win a matchup. But what I'm also wondering is, on your current draft board, of the guys you've done the work on, which skill position players provide versatility? And I'm not necessarily thinking some of these tweeners, but do you have receiver who can play all over the field? Do you have one of these hybrid tight end possibilities? I'm really open to anything offensively for somebody you think can be a multi-use weapon for a new offensive mind.
Well, I know Greg and I have talked about, you know, that the receiver class is more about depth than top-end talent. So, just, you know, that someone that fits that mold would be like Christian Kirk in the second round, who is, you know, he's 5'11", 200 pounds with speed and could be a slot guy, could do things as a return man, could do things, you know, as well on the outside of a formation, but you can move him around and get versatility there. It's a very deep tight end class again. Dallas Goedert from South Dakota State, we'll see him at the Senior Bowl. He is an athletic tight end who can play slot. He can play in line. You can look at Mark Andrews at Oklahoma. Like, he and Adam Shaheen might be a little too similar just because they're both kind of bigger targets, but, you know, if you have to imagine someone's going to fill that Travis Kelce role, and if you know, if Shaheen is not what they're looking for, if they don't, and I don't know anything about, you know, where they're at with his development and progression, but it's a good tight end class. Now, as far as just, like, true athletes at the position, it's not like last year where you could say, like, let's get Gerald Everett in the fourth round and he's going to be a great, like, H-back type guy. But someone like Hayden Hurst from South Carolina, who is going to fall because he's going to be 25 as a rookie because he played minor league baseball, like, he might be a guy in the fourth round you could get who has really good value and can be more of a, at least quicker than Adam Shaheen, who's, you know, like, pretty much built like a left tackle.
The evolution of defense, we've seen the third linebacker turn into a third safety, which is now the third corner, who is a starter now, seemingly. You see a lot of these introductions, and we're finding out who the top three corners are on these teams instead of just the top two. With that being said, is it easier to get out of draftable schemes where you've been drafting for a 3-4 base, or you've been drafting for a 40 front where you're going to play 60 to 65% in sub packages anyway? So just getting versatile players, it's not taking 2 or 3 years to turn over a defense if he does choose to not go with Vic Fangio as his defensive coordinator.
Well, I loved what Matt said today, you know, that, like, we're not worried about 3-4-4-3, you're nickel 60% of the time. And that's absolutely right. And so I look at the secondary as, you know, like what the Jets did last year. They drafted Jamal Adams and Marcus May. And it's like, okay, I think that shows a trend of teams are, like you said, prioritizing. If you prioritize linebackers, they got to be fast. They got to be able to cover. You know, they got to be like Miles Jack or Reuben Foster, Gerard Davis, who went last year. But we're going to see more safeties, because they are incredibly valuable, or corners who guys like Minka Fitzpatrick from Alabama, mm-hmm. who can just be a matchup player, you know, like guys who have size and speed. But I know, like you said, like Gabriel is tremendous. He's one of the best in the business, I think. And if it's not offensive tackle, I wouldn't be shocked if it's corner. Someone like Denzel Ward from Ohio State, who it doesn't have, you know, Jalen Ramsey's size, but he's like 5'11", 190, and he's going to run in the high 4.2s or low 4.3s, and he's very physical at the line of scrimmage. So a lot of people think, oh, offensive head coach, we're going to go tackle or we're going to go wide receiver. Like, I think the secondary is such a big need for this team. And the two young safeties, you know, Amos and Jackson, played way above my expectations this year, but I look at that corner spot and think, gosh, there's a lot of room for an upgrade.
Last thing I got for you, you're so good at giving us names. As Nagy's staff comes together, is there anybody that you've had circled somewhere in the NFL? Maybe he's an assistant line coach, or maybe he's somebody who hasn't received due credit for the work that he's done with a certain positional group. Is there anybody that where you just have your conversations in a hotel lobby somewhere, you say, you know, this guy's ready for a shot somewhere with a bigger job and a bigger situation?
Well, one guy from Kansas City is Mike Costa, who was I wouldn't be shocked to see him become their quarterbacks coach. I don't know if it might be a little early for Nagy to try to, like, pull him to Chicago, you know, for a bigger offensive role. But, you know, he's a quality control guy that they've really been developing there So I wouldn't be shocked to see him, you know, either move up in KC or, you know, he's kind of one of those like hot names that, you know, kind of like Matt LaFleur was last year or Mike McDaniel, where they're really, really good assistants and they're kind of starting to get in that pipeline. As far as like the, you know, I think you can look at Philadelphia and look at some people on that staff, you know, not, I don't think Zeke Belief's going to come over and, you know, be an offensive coordinator who doesn't call plays for you guys, but he's, that's one of the hottest names in the NFL right now. And he's, I mean, he's a quarterback's coach for the Eagles. He's not even a coordinator right now.
Matt, we thank you for your time, man. Unfortunately, we couldn't get into that last night's championship game with you, but we'll talk in the future.
Next week.
That's Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter. Next up, we're expecting to have a conversation in just a couple of minutes with the head coach of the Chicago Bears, Matt Nagy. So don't go anywhere. You have the Bernstein and Goff Show on the Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Georgia fans, how are you feeling today? Based on the cutaways to dog fans late in that game, I'm guessing not very good. In fact, probably horrible. I'd feel pretty lousy, too, if I threw down the kind of cash the Georgia fans were throwing down to witness last night, only to witness last night, because it was all right there for you, playing the national championship game in your own backyard, leading by double digits at halftime, and then it all fell apart in the worst way possible. Fact is, last night, for a time, it looked like Georgia was going to do it. In fact, for much of last night, Kirby Smart and his crew looked like they were about to do what nobody does. They looked like they were going to out Saban, Nick Saban. It wasn't meant to be, dog fans. And now, 2nd and 26 is the new 28-3. I'm Jim Rome.
Sleep Number presents a bedtime story.
You should lie down for this.
Okay.
We can get a Sleep Number bed.
Yeah.
The one that adjusts to our ideal comfort on both sides, our Sleep Number setting.
Yeah.
The one that allows me to gently lift your head when you snore.
Yeah.
Well, it lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same.
Yes!
I know. Why are you still lying there? Let's go!
Does your bed do that? It's the lowest prices of the season. The Queen C4 mattress with adjustable comfort on both sides is now only $11.99. Save $400. And soon. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thinking about running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon? Team One Step has your guaranteed entry. Our team supports Camp One Step, and we run to send kids with cancer to camp. Join Team One Step and receive a guaranteed entry, coaching, training plans, and fundraising support. Run with our team and give kids with cancer a life-changing camp experience. Join now and become a hero to a kid with cancer. To sign up or to learn more, go to teamonestep.org or call 312-924-4220.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
If he gets this hire wrong, he's fired too. So he's got, there's nothing to lose here. If you're going to be the same guy who did the I'm all in bit, using that phrase upon your trade up and drafting of Mitchell Trubisky, double down now. Because you got to own the fact that these teams haven't been very good to this point.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The world has it out for your floors, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has new water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. Its 24-hour spill protection stands up to liquids for a whole day, so the world will have to wait. But you won't. The next generation of laminate flooring is here now. Pergo Outlast Plus from just $279 a square foot. Exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Your appliances should make your life easier. Save on them, and that makes your budget easier. This weekend at the Home Depot, get up to 30% savings on appliance special buys, like a side-by-side fridge from GE in a slate finish, now just $1,098. Looks great, makes it easier to get around the kitchen, easier on your budget. It's an easy choice, with savings of up to 30%, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details. Valid through January 24th.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
VAS.
Westwood One Sports presents The Road to South Korea, brought to you by Grainger. It takes the right tools and team to get the job done. Grainger tips their hat to the ones who get it done and make the winter games possible. American snowboarder Sean White has accomplished everything the sport has to offer, and then some. White has won countless events, including two Olympic gold medals. But at age 31, the thing he is most proud of is his ability to remain relevant.
I'm one of the last guys. There's been faces have come and gone, and I'm still there doing it. And I think that that's my greatest accomplishment, is just being in a sport for this long and continually developing and changing myself to adapt to the times and tricks and whatnot. But to go to the Olympics again would be amazing. To win would be everything.
White won gold in 2006 and 2010, but narrowly missed the podium in 2014 after a sloppy final run on the half pipe. Westwood One's daily coverage of the 2018 Winter Olympics from Pyeongchang begins February 9th. I'm Ryan Radke.
Pop quiz. What's the most important part of a ship? Don't answer. It's the crow's nest. Know why? Complete visibility. I can see what's on the horizon and my crew pulling the ship together on the deck below. That's how I run this ship, and that's why we use Grainger. Grainger helps us keep a clear eye on our inventory, saving us time, saving us money, and helping keep everything ship shape. It's always smooth sailing with Grainger. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Send Yeti on Over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
But to sit there and just go through each question robotically is not what we did. It was kind of, okay, these are all the things we want to find out. We want to let him talk, you know, and I think we structured it in a way where that happened. You know, it was very organic, and it would kind of bounce around and really get a feel for the substance. You know, there's a lot of guys that can win an interview or win a press conference, you know, but you got to look for the substance behind it all. And Matt has a ton of substance.
See, that was a money quote from Ryan Pace when he specifically said, and that was after Nagy spoke, which is why it mattered. Ryan Pace had just watched the entire press conference. So that was the general manager.
Like post-game.
That was the general manager having watched all of the question and answer and all of the time that
watched
his
pony perform.
And he watched his guy perform, mm-hmm. And then he wanted to tell you, a lot of guys can win a press conference, it's more than that, as if he was reassuring.
Right.
As if he's saying, don't worry about it.
This is his first go at it.
Yep.
You watch what happens over the next 3 or 4 years.
And I hope he's right, because that's yes. What you're hiring. You're not yes. hiring a guy to perform for you. You're hiring a guy who can communicate with players. And at 39 years old, I hear Nagy talk and I hear Trubisky talk, and I'm not surprised that those guys hit it off. I'm really not.
Mm-hmm.
That those are football-y dudes. Mm-hmm. He could speak to him in
two former quarterbacks
in nothing but cadences and protections, they hear each other. They speak the same language. So I get that. And sure, they're going to say there are more important positions, but there really aren't more important positions. So you're saying that all positions are equally important. All positions matter. The all positions matter movement.
Oh, no doubt about it. That's the one I'm the head of.
All positions matter?
Yeah.
See, I am
APM.
I'm no expert football observer, but I'm of the belief that NFL quarterback might be the single most important position in all of professional team sports.
You don't say.
I might think that. I mean, goaltender in hockey is really important too, but what they have, what the rules do now, what everything is designed to do in the NFL,
If that guy's great, you can be great. And if that guy sucks, you're probably going to suck. This segment brought to you by Walgreens. Switch your Medicare Part D prescriptions to Walgreens and start saving today with copays as low as $0 on select plans with Tier 1 generics. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Matt Nagy is finishing up some national television responsibilities as we speak, and we are told we are next up in line. You are sixth in the queue.
Oh, dude, I love that. You are waiting for 4 minutes. And then you sit there and you look at your clock like, yeah, all right now, 3 minutes and 27 seconds.
You are waiting for bad service.
No, but it depends on the music they're playing. If they got like a little, you know, John Tesh-y vibe, you know, not Joe Pesci vibe, but a John Tesh kind of vibe going on. You know, you're sitting there doing a two-step in the kitchen, waiting for somebody to come back on the phone and service you.
Now, I looked. Can you hand me that Tribune Sports section right there? Because this was... I looked.
They hit you with your headline that you wanted too.
That was the Sun Times.
Yeah, the Sun Times.
And you laughed at me.
Well, it's still bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I was laughing because it was bad then. It's bad now.
But they gave me Welcome Matt. Yeah. See, I called it. And the one thing that my son noticed this morning that I didn't notice was as they have the 16 Bears coaches laid out on the tableau, all surrounding Matt Nagy. They have Luke Johnsos, and I always think that's a typo and think it's Johnson. It's not. It's Luke Johnsos.
Okay.
And he coached the Bears from 1942 to 1945. Then came Hunk Anderson, who, according to the front page of the Tribune, also coached the Bears from 1942 to 1945.
Did they have assistant head coaches?
No, it's just wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Because right. Patty Driscoll took over in 1956. But this is, and I was looking at this list, and so I was born in 69. So I go Jim Dooley, Abe Gibron, Jack Pardee, Neil Armstrong, Mike Ditka. Then it's the ones that I covered professionally starting then. Dave Wannstedt, Dick Geron, Lovie Smith, Mark Trestman, John Fox, Matt Nagy. So this for me as...
You've been around a lot of suck.
In this market, this is Bears coach number six. This is Bears hiring press conference, technically number six, because I was... covering the Dave McGinnis press conference.
Oh, the one that didn't happen.
Right. No, the press conference happened. The hire didn't happen.
Right.
So then there was the Dick Geron hiring press conference, which was a different press conference. So I've been through six Bears head coach hiring press conferences. The other thing that you get anytime the Bears hire a head coach.
The McClaskey family.
Yeah, thank you, Russ Grimm. You get the blurry picture of Ralph Jones. It's the best they can do. When the broadsheet paper of record, that is the best picture they can do of the Bears' second head coach, flip it above the fold.
Okay.
Right after George Halas comes Ralph Jones. And my theory is that
he's next to Bigfoot in a UFO.
He's spotted in the woods in Oregon. But actually, that's my...
It's Nessie next to Ralph Jones.
And I forgot who it is. I don't know if it's Stephen Wright or if it is Mitch Hedberg.
Okay.
And if I'm getting the comedian wrong, I'm sorry. I'm sure the texters will scream at me.
That's fine.
But there was one comedian who posited that the pictures of Bigfoot aren't blurry. Bigfoot is actually blurry. So I laugh out loud when they show us that same picture. Of the Bears' second head coach.
Of Ralph Jones?
They show you Ralph Jones. I think Ralph Jones was actually blurry. And that is a perfect picture of him.
He was in the witness protection program first.
It's a perfectly clear picture of Ralph Jones. He was just too blurry.
Wow, Ditka and Wannstedt were my first coaches as a Bears fan. That's crazy.
What year were you born?
1980. But Neil Armstrong, I was 2 years old, much like Halas in Springfield. I hadn't witnessed anything as a Bears fan.
Little Halas in Springfield, yep.
Yeah, Mike Ditka, Dave Wannstedt. Wow. Dick Geron doesn't seem like that long ago.
And look how long he was here.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You forget that he had a run. Pretty decent run.
I remember the Keith Trailer play against the Jacksonville Jaguars when he's stumbling and bumbling down the field. I remember the two gappers.
That was Dick Enberg on the car. Remember, we played that in memoriam of Dick Enberg.
Yes.
Who I believe would have been today. I believe he would have been.
84.
83.
I think it's 84. I thought he died at 83.
No, that's why we were mad at him for not lasting a little longer.
Yeah, that happened over the holiday weekend. That was a bummer. I like Dick Enberg. He always made me feel like somebody else's grandpa was taking care of me while the parents were out to play.
And thank you, texters. Indeed, it is, of course, the great Mitch Hedberg, who said, the pictures of Bigfoot are not blurry. Bigfoot is actually blurry.
Man, I have I've gone through some lean times as a Bears fan.
Look at that. That is Jason Goff, Bears fan, dude. This is your life.
Like, Dave Wannstedt was the second coach that I had ever encountered as a Bears fan. And I love Wanny now, but during the time, that was a rough, everyone hated Wanny. They learned to hate Wanny and the unimaginative offense and the speed that he wasn't bringing from the Dallas Cowboys defense. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, look at the, he's the defensive coordinator. Yeah, well, guess what? He's got Haley and he's got Leon Lett and he's got
John Theory
Robert
was supposed
Jones
to be Haley.
And all those dudes.
But John Theory was supposed to be Haley, as he told me that.
He didn't have, some of the equipment that Charles Haley
only,
came
unless you sign Wanda Uribe, you're not going there. Good luck to you.
There were some cool Jerron years, and of course, Lovie Smith. Lovie Smith is the second greatest coach that I have witnessed as a Bears fan. I don't think that's.
I think he's the second best Bears coach. Right? I mean,
Papa Bear first, right?
I know he started the league, and I know he's the Papa
years.
Bear. But wouldn't you have to
47 years?
Right? Weren't there some bad years in
of
there?
Of course there were. Right, they won championships though.
Second best modern coach.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So Lovie was my guy. Not answering Lawrence's questions and giving the media absolutely nothing, trying to get his players paid at every turn. Lovie, wow. So, yeah, Ditka, and then Lovie, and then you just fill in the rest of these guys. John Fox, by far, the worst coach that I've ever experienced as a Bears fan. I wasn't here for the Trestman years.
Is John Fox talking to anybody about a defensive coordinator job? Have you heard his name come up at all?
He's 70 damn years old,
isn't
he?
No, he's not. He's 63, I believe.
He's close to 70.
Hey, if Dick LeBeau is still Hall of Famer. Marching up and down the sidelines.
Dick LeBeau's a Hall of Famer.
At age 80.
Dick LeBeau has revolutionized zone blitzing schemes. John Fox has revolutionized what? Right.
Monkey ownership?
Right. Well,
now, this is the thing, too, that we need to know. We need to know this about Matt Nagy. We can't get to, year four with him and not know that he had some kind of exotic pet that was murdered by his brother.
He's got, a ferret?
Or something. That's what we did. Real shame of the John Fox era was we didn't have the monkey bit right away.
Well,
it took until this last week.
My mom, obviously she was a female monkey.
Wait, his mom?
He gave us that in the last week he was here. He finally relaxed and told us all about his monkey named Gidget that liked to eat grapes. And then his brother.
That's just John getting a hold of the bottle.
It was awesome.
Making things
it was awesome. He spoke at length about how he got Gidget.
This.
You missed the whole thing about Gidget?
Yeah,
it was the greatest thing of all time. It was the monkey press conference. All about it. And his brother tied up the monkey. Died of heat stroke. And he said, you probably wouldn't think a monkey would die of heat stroke. And then as he started talking about what Gidget would eat, he stopped himself because he said he didn't want to go into it too far because he would give away too much.
And now
with that, it is time for us to have our first conversation with the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Matt Nagy joins the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Why won't you go 14-34 over the next 3 years the way your predecessor did?
Well, here's the deal. We're real excited to just get in here and kind of see where this roster's at with Ryan, and it's just been a whirlwind here the last couple of days. So I'm excited to just kind of evaluate the talent and see as far as the record goes. I'm not going to get into trying to compare with that. We understand that there's a we want to try to make a culture change, but we'll be good to go, and it's exciting for us. I can't wait to get going.
Now, I know the roster because I know a guy with your work ethic doesn't walk into that room with Ryan Pace without knowing that roster top to bottom and knowing the roster status of all of these guys. So when you try to set what are fair expectations, fine. We don't have to put a number on it. I want to be fair to you as I criticize this team. And I had said before you were hired, I said, I'm sick of double-digit losing seasons, and this is a league where you can turn things around quick. Is it unfair of me to hold you to a playoff standard right away?
I think so right now, just because we don't know exactly And that's honesty right there as far as knowing this roster up and down. I can't say I know it up and down. I just got done playing a 16-game season plus a playoff game with the Chiefs. And so I know the roster pretty well, but to say that I know it up and down and know all the ins and outs of it, that's what Ryan and I are about to do in about another 2 hours here.
When we talk about leadership and all those other things and the interview process, what questions did you have for Ryan Pace and the Bears organization about what happened before you and how things can be turned around? Because, you know, you're in a position where this is your first go at it. You don't want to catch a brick and fail. You want to know that there, like you said, that there's good culture in place. What questions did you have for Ryan Pace?
Well, the biggest thing was just wanting to know what's your direction of this team. You know, I didn't use the word expectation because that's a hard word to use. It's pretty broad, but knowing what's the direction, where can we go? And so my number one question was to Ryan, and I got this right away just by a feel of being with him, is can we be a partnership together? The general manager and head coach, can we work together? Can we trust each other? Can we, work through the thick and the thin? And so instantly I kind of felt it. But then the next 4 hours as we went through it, I realized that, okay, everything that's being said right here of the direction of where we want to be offensive, defensively, special teams is one thing. But for Ryan and I to work together, I knew it could happen. I knew it could work, and we could try our best to try to change the culture.
How strong are your opinions generally about defense, whether it's the philosophy that you want your team to run or the control that you have with that headset on during games? And you deflected a question about 3-4-4-3 and talking correctly about the 60% of the time in sub packages, the changing nature of some of these hybrid fronts, etc. But how, in general, how strongly at this stage of setting up the Bears do you feel about your influence over the defense?
Well, and I think that's a great question. For me, I've never done it before. So what I think I'll do is just kind of oversee it and just get a feel for it. Now, situationally, where are we in, as far as a pressure down, a non-pressure down, but I'm really going to just stay away from that right now, depending on, how our defensive coordinator feels on that. I want to make sure that he understands that that's his defense, that he's calling these plays for a reason, and I'm just going to be there to oversee it and support him.
Have you spoken to Vic Fangio?
I have, yes.
And is he a candidate for the job?
Absolutely, yeah. And we're at a point right now where, you know, it's almost similar to with the roster. Ryan and I are about to really get to some good football stuff, and the staff's going to be one of the most important things that we look at. So I had a good conversation with Vic, and I just think for him, it wouldn't be fair for me to give a judgment or an evaluation on him without meeting him in person and just kind of hearing where he's at right now with this defense, with this move and me being the head coach, and can we make it work? And so being as real as possible, that's what I'm looking forward to doing, and we'll see how that goes.
Did you come into the interviews with a ready list in terms of what your staff would be and what would current Bears staffers have to show you or tell you in interview process to keep them on board?
Yeah, so with staff, that's one of the most important parts of the interview process. You've got to be able to have a staff. But with that said, there's so many variables that go into it with guys' contracts and, is a guy on a team that maybe is going to make the playoffs or not make the playoffs and his coach is going to get fired. But when you go in there, you have to have some depth to it. So you go through the depth with Ryan, for instance, and everybody else that's in there. And then you just kind of get a feel of where they're at and you explain the situations of why you like that person. And then you get to this point where I'm at right now, where you start really taking it and making it a fruition.
I know it wasn't discussed by you or Ryan Pace, that the words weren't specifically mentioned at the press conference today, but in these closed door meetings, when Ryan is in there, when Ted Phillips and George McCaskey are in there, were the words Super Bowl or championship or title, those words mentioned? Did they mention it to you? Did you mention it to them?
No.
Why not?
No, well, because, again, that falls into the expectations category. And every team in the NFL that you talk to, it's common sense that you want to win the Super Bowl. We understand that. That's why you do what you do. But there's a path that you need to take to get to that point, and it all starts with the culture. So right now our focus is on that, and then the Super Bowl comes when you do that stuff the right way.
Before you were hired, I went off a couple of weeks ago about hearing the word culture and usually hearing it from teams who are catching L's left and right and having bad seasons after one after another. When I hear the word culture, I always want to ask somebody in your position, what exactly does culture mean? I mean, we all hear about taking away the football, running the football, not being penalized and being professional. But what how does culture manifest itself, and how will you execute your cultural change with the Bears?
You know what? I try to keep it real simple, and I think culture just equals trust. When you don't have trust within your organization, it could be anybody. It could be your defensive end that doesn't trust his defensive line coach. There's friction, and it's broken. In order to have good culture, you have to have people that trust each other, that are honest and accountable. So when you have that, normally good things happen. And so communication is big, and it's easy to say we need to have a good culture, but they brought me in here for a reason, and one of my first objectives is to change the culture.
Why Matt Nagy? Why do you think they brought you in?
Because I'm ready, and I think I'm a good fit. This is a great opportunity, not just for me personally, but for this team, just to be able to get together and understand where I'm coming from. I'm energetic. I'm passionate. A little energy here for where they're at. And you can just feel it in the building. It's exciting. And, have I been a head coach before? Absolutely not. But I was never a coordinator before that. And I was never a quarterback coach before that. And so they put trust in me to lead this team. And then now it's on me to get it done.
Last question I have for you, Matt. We appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us here. I'm sure injuries came up. This team has been historically hurt in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And especially knowing that Andy Reid tree coaches tend to follow his lead of long and physical practices. What are you and Ryan discussing regarding making sure that the injury curse doesn't continue?
Yeah, well, we haven't gotten to that point of talking about training camp yet, but I am a big believer in setting the tone and making sure that you are a physical team. So we'll discuss that. We'll look into that. We'll understand why are we having the injuries that we've had, and there'll be a plan to that. But it's I do believe that that's a way to go, and you just have to be smart the way you do it, and you have to understand and explain to your guys that, listen, this is how we're going to practice, this is the pace of practice, and we just go play.
Last thing from me, Mitchell Trubisky, is he a quarterback that you envision the Bears winning because of or winning with?
Well, right now, that's a hell of a question.
Okay.
I would say right now that you're winning with because of, I'd say, right? I mean, no, I can't say. I would say with, you know, you kind of stumped me right there. I think that he's a quarterback that's still developing, you know, and that's why I'm so excited to be able to help him with that and bring in a staff that can help him. So to say that you're going to win with Mr. Trubisky, I don't think he's there yet, but he can be there, and that's why we're doing what we do. I mean, it's a pleasure to have him on this team. He's exciting, and, you know, he's somebody that puts you in a good position at that quarterback spot.
Well, thank you for your time. Real estate exam, yeah, or the Wonderlic? Which one would you ace right now?
The real estate exam.
Matt, thank you very much, and good luck.
All right, thanks, guys. See you.
Matt Nagy, the head coach of the Chicago Bears. What do you think? 312-644-6767. You're listening to Bernstein and Goff on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The Bears introduced their new head coach, heard live on The Score.
Matt Nagy. Having a staff full of quality people that have high character, but yet are great coaches, you can find those. Let's fill the whole staff with that.
Keep listening for continued recap and analysis of the Matt Nagy press conference on Sports Radio 670, The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
If you are looking... When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, you absolutely need an expert. Call the agent I would trust to sell my home. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Just ask Denise and Rob. They made a smart decision when they hired Amy Kite to sell their home. Amy engaged her aggressive marketing system that worked year-round, and in just 12 days, 12 showings came in, and it sold for top dollar. Why would you list with anybody else but Amy Kite? Come on, with Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity, you sit down, you set a price and a deadline, and if your home isn't sold by that deadline, Amy can buy your home, or if you would prefer to rent out your home, Amy has a property management company that can help you do that as well. Amy works in 8 counties in Chicagoland. Call the realtor who I would trust, the realtor who I know and love. That's Amy Kite at 847-877-9881. That's 847-877-9881, or online at amywillsellyourhome.com, and start packing today.
Sleep Number presents a bedtime story.
You should lie down for this.
Okay.
We can get a Sleep Number bed.
Yeah.
The one that adjusts to our ideal comfort on both sides, our Sleep Number setting.
Yeah.
The one that allows me to gently lift your head when you snore.
Yeah.
Well, it lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same.
Yes!
I know. Why are you still lying there? Let's go!
Does your bed do that? It's the lowest prices of the season. The Queen C4 mattress with adjustable comfort on both sides is now only $11.99. Save $400. And soon. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You're overseeing the worst three-year stretch in the history of the Bears.
Right. You said, where's the bar? The standard around the NFL still seems to be, if you're not a playoff team, there's work to be done and there's, you know, issues at hand. Here, not so much.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
26.2 miles of city streets, 29 vibrant and diverse neighborhoods, 1.7 million cheering spectators. You won't want to miss the Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sunday, October 7th. The 2018 application is now open. Apply today at chicagomarathon.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Why do we plunge? To help the 7,500 athletes of the Special Olympic Chicago program enjoy year-round events, activities, and competitions. The 18th annual Chicago Polar Plunge returns Sunday, March 4th to North Avenue Beach. Whether you watch from the beach, dip in a toe, or go full body, the Chicago Polar Plunge is the coolest event in the city, with thousands taking part each year. Registration is now open by visiting chicagopolarplunge.org. You never know who will plunge this year. Why will you plunge?
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is about more than the quarterback. Yes, that's the most important position on our team, but this is about 53 players, and it's about leading a group of men, and it's about winning in all three phases.
We just talked to Matt Nagy. That was the voice of Bears GM Ryan Pace. Your thoughts? 312-644-6767 is the phone number. It is refreshing to hear a dude who hasn't fielded these kinds of questions before, and you can hear the wheels turning in his head. I'm looking
and
for
honest answers.
Yeah,
I can sniff out a BS artist.
Yeah, he's not. And he doesn't seem like a phony.
Right.
He doesn't seem like a phony.
I will say what I really liked about it. I can't say that everything was answered the way that
he's
I want.
He's not polished, but he's not a phony.
Right. He's a real dude.
Yeah. And that's what they asked for. Akeem Hicks, on the way out of those exit interviews, said, hey, just can I trust you? Are you going to keep it 100 all the way with me? Tell me when I'm bad. Tell me when I'm good. Don't front on me behind my back. Those kinds of things. This is a guy who seems like, from first blush, first glance, that he is that guy. Now, I can't wait till we get to Bourbon A. And we're seeing what he's doing on the practice field and some of the concepts. Oh, that creepy word, concepts. Some of the concepts that he is employing out there. Like I said, after I heard him talk the first time, I want to know what's going to happen after a bad practice and how his leadership skills will bounce off that wall, in that facility. I'm not worried about it right now, but you know, he sounds like a guy who's never done this before.
Let's look at the larger context here. Yeah. And this is, and Shep brought this up. When we use the phrase a year too early, When Matt Miller says it could be a year too early, isn't this all part of it?
Word.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah. It's all right. I mean, if it's your guy, it's your guy. Mm-hmm. See, is it fair to hold him to a playoff expectation for next year? No.
He's not a finished product.
And that's what he told me. I let the record show. I asked the Bears coach if that would be fair of me to do. He told me it would not.
It is.
That's all I can ask for is an honest answer from him. Todd in Elgin, you're on The Score.
Hey, so my question is, knowing his inexperience, and I think that we all know that coordinators are with experience are going to be probably his biggest way to succeed. My question is, how come no one is tying in the potential possibility, considering he's going to call the offensive plays, to try to bring Dave Tobin from Kansas City between his connection and the Bears and Matt Nagy's connection with Kansas City? Wouldn't it be a perfect fit for Tobe to come back here, run an offense without having to run the plays, but also maybe even have a say in the special teams? And I just haven't seen anything online about Dave Tobe for head coaching. And
that's a lot of responsibility to manage two units, so
yeah,
to speak. I thought he was just going to say be the offensive coordinator so that I could put him in a different position when he heads into these interviews in the next couple of years as an OC of a team instead of a special teams coordinator.
I think Dave Tobe is a proud enough head coaching prospect that he doesn't just want to come in here and hold a clipboard for somebody else's offense.
That might be right too.
I really don't. True. I think Dave isn't going to come here and work for a 39-year-old at this point in his professional
career. Is it Mike Kafka?
Might be. Joe is an Indy. Joe is on the score.
Hey guys. Hey, I'm already looking forward to Bourbonnais. I mean, you know, I wanted Shermer, but you know, this guy is my number two. I really enjoyed watching the Chiefs game. I understand that they lost, but I liked the plays that was called. I'm really excited about this. Like you said, he's an honest guy. You know, you can't ask for anything better than someone to be honest with you. I feel like when you asked him about the, is it fair to say Super Bowl, is that, and he responded with, no, because we have to fix the culture first. So I think it's great that he doesn't want to put the cart before the horse.
Yeah, so. I appreciate the call, Joe. This is going to be year four of culture change though. Like, at some point, we got to get to the winning part. At some point, these players have to bear fruit. And how long does a culture change take? Right? You got Marshall out of here. You got Alshon Jeffrey out of here. You got Matt Forte out of here. You got Martellus Bennett out of here. You got all the bad eggs out of here. How long does a culture change take?
Change is 10 wins. Whenever you get 10 wins, I'll tell you about your culture change. Right?
All right, if the Bengals had a real quarterback, we'd be talking about the Bengals and AFC championship games. All right.
Please, the Patriots have Yoko Ono running around their locker room with made up
water.
All sorts of he's got remedies raw water for and $80 exercise mats.
Yeah, cut it out.
Come on.
Cut it out.
Culture.
Yeah, Richie Incognito is slinging racial slurs all over the field.
For the Listen, Buffalo N-words.
Right, for the Buffalo Bills playoff roster. Right. Cut it out. Cut it out here. Stop it, culture.
Southside, here's Marcus on the score.
Oh, yeah, hello. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Fine, Marcus.
I'm saying the Bears finally got a coach for this era of offense for football. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy for them. And another thing that I can guarantee that the Bears are on the right track, and they finally got a guy that can rock the beard the right way.
My man. Now, he does have some good facial hair. I will give him that. I will give him
Talk
that.
About the beard.
Yeah, and yeah.
I want to ask one quick question. Well, dealing with Kevin White, he still be on the roster this upcoming year, right?
Yes, he will. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I wonder if Nagy could probably, if he can up jump start his career and put him in a slot like they did from the guy in Philly.
Oh, but he's got to be able to run. Marcus, I
if, healthy first.
He's got to be able to move his feet.
Well, in the slot.
Faster.
In the slot. I mean, that's the reason why Larry Fitzgerald's moved to the slot, because of the two-way releases and, you know, him not being as fast, as quick twitch as he used to be, and he's still getting 100 catch seasons. I'm not comparing Larry Fitzgerald to Kevin White. I'm just talking about, you know, moving a guy around to try to get him releases a little bit better off the line of scrimmage.
The 206 texter. Oddly enough, Yoko Ono addresses Richie Incognito exclusively in racial slurs. Who knew?
Culture.
I will say this. On days like this, for all of our texters who are
putting good work,
neo-Nazi friends, I say for every 10 Nazis, there's somebody who legitimately makes me laugh every day.
Yeah, no. Hey, when we got the Hallis call, our 670-11 guys and girls put in some work.
Killing it.
Yeah, they put in some good work.
Killing it. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Andrew is calling from Denver. Andrew, you are on the score.
Hey, gentlemen, thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, well, not a problem. I just wanted to call in. I'm a lifelong Bears fan and a lifelong Cubs fan. I am excited about the hire, but it is tempered a little bit. And after you gentlemen spoke with Ms. Haggy, you know, the one thing that jumped out kind of with the whole culture change issue.
Your phone is breaking up. We'll throw him back on hold. Maybe we'll get to your point a little bit quicker.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Aaron is on the road. He's on the score. Hi, Aaron.
How you doing, guys? I was on my way to Springfield until I heard that guy say he named his daughter Alice, and I turned around on the highway.
He should scare you out of the whole city.
I was going to see high school friends, and I heard that. I turned around. I said, nope, not today. Can't do it. I'm back on. I don't like the hire.
Okay.
I'm going to be truthfully honest. I don't want my coach to only have called plays for five games, and you choked in a playoff game. I am so tired of Bears hiring losers for almost. You know, they almost were great. They went to two Super Bowls, and they almost won them. You want to change the culture, go get somebody who has a history of doing this thing called winning.
Well, Aaron, who would you want, though? I mean, there aren't a lot of proven winners on the market
They
right
said
now.
They were doing that with John Fox.
No, John Fox lost two Super Bowls.
But Aaron, who do you want? The guys that win Super Bowls usually stay employed, though, player. Like who would you want in this open market right now that is a proven winner of the coaches that were available?
And the coaches that were available, we didn't wait yet because there's still teams playing. So bring me in a coordinator. If you're going to get a young coordinator, bring me in a young coordinator that, I don't know, has their team in the Super Bowl and maybe wins it.
Well, they interviewed Josh McDaniels. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I didn't want him neither. But don't bring me in the second tier almost guy who, by the way, only has called plays for five games.
Aaron, thanks for the passion and the fire.
Yeah, maybe this will be a Doug Peterson hire. I need it to be good, man. I'm tired of watching bad Bears football, and especially bad offensive Bears football. Like, we get a couple of years here and there. We get a Jeff Graham, Curtis Conway year, or the first year of Trestman. I want to know that when I turn on the TV, I'm going to be yelling at the defense or special teams for not holding up their end of the bargain. Not thinking that 21 points is an unachievable number every single damn week. That's what I want. So hopefully an offensive mind is the only thing that ails the Bears culture.
This segment brought to you by 23andMe, 23andMe.com, a genetic service that can tell you what your genes say about your health, traits, and ancestry. You can start to learn about your DNA story at 23andMe.com. This has been a busy and fun day. We just had a substantive conversation with the Bears' new head coach. Had we more time, I did want to ask him a little bit with his expected relationship with the media, if it was going to be as adversarial as it's been, if he might relax some of the training camp rules, etc.
You always hope to get more time with those guys because you know it's going to be the only crack that you get.
Right, and we were
on the other.
No, we're going to ask him about him at all.
No, we weren't going to do that.
No.
The Burstein and Goff Show. We're getting your reaction to the Bears' new head coach today on your home for Bears Talk. Sports Radio 670, WSCR, The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670, The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
Boats.
Truck drivers, it's time for a fresh start in 2018. Schneider is hiring drivers now near you, and they'll be holding hiring events soon. Meet one-on-one with a local Schneider recruiter on multiple hiring events in the Chicago area throughout January. Cities include Lansing, Chicago, Joliet, Rockford, Freeport, Kankakee, and Elk Grove Village. Get full hiring event and driving job info, including limited time sign-on bonuses, at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Don't chugga 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 meow meow meow. Don't chugga chugga chugga. Feel that confidence. Don't chugga chugga chugga. Did I say stop saving money? No. Don't chugga 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 meow meow meow.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. Are you a doctor looking to purchase a home with no money down and no private mortgage insurance? Then you need to call Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 for information about this outstanding loan program. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of listeners, but they can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS number 19186. Join 670 The Score's Spiegel and Parkins for a fun night out with a bit of Las Vegas sizzle. And attend the 5th annual Mercy Home Poker Night on January 25th at Gibson's Restaurant and Bar. Enjoy cocktails, dinner, casino games, and Texas Hold'em Tournament, all while giving hope and opportunity for kids in crisis living at Mercy Home for Boys and Girls. You could even win a seat at the 2018 World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. To learn more and purchase your seat today, visit mercyhome.org/poker or call 312-738-7578. The Mercy Home Poker Night is proudly supported by WSCR 670 The Score. The 18th annual Chicago Polar Plunge returns Sunday, March 4th to North Avenue Beach.
Benefiting the 7,500 athletes of the Special Olympics Chicago program.
Registration's now open by visiting chicagopolarplunge.org.
You never know who will